Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. We're diving into something super important today, navigating those tough emotions, the ones that can feel like they are running the show. You know the feeling. Anger bubbling over, anxiety twisting your gut, sadness pulling you under. It happens to all of us. But here's the thing, we don't have to just let these emotions control us. We can actually learn to navigate them with empathy and understanding. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotions are guests at a party in your mind. You wouldn't throw them out, right? You'd try to understand why they're there, how to make them feel comfortable, and hopefully even have a good time. That's what we're going to talk about today, how to be the gracious host of your own emotional landscape. Alright, let's get into it. Here are five key takeaways that will help you navigate those tricky emotions with grace. First thing is first. Acknowledge and validate your feelings. Ever feel like you're supposed to just push down the negative stuff? Nope, not happening here. It's crucial to acknowledge what you're feeling, even if it feels uncomfortable. Say it out loud. I'm feeling frustrated right now, or I'm a little anxious about this situation. Naming your emotions helps you understand them better and gives them less power over you. Remember, feeling is not failing. Second, practice some self-compassion. Treat yourself like you would treat a good friend going through a tough time. Would you scold them for feeling sad? No way. You'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a cozy blanket and a cup of tea. Do the same for yourself. Remember that everyone experiences difficult emotions, and it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Third, look for the lesson. This one might sound a little tough, but hear me out. Sometimes those challenging emotions can actually point us towards something important we need to learn or change in our lives. Think of anger as a signal that something isn't right, maybe your boundaries are being crossed or you're feeling unheard. Use it as an opportunity for growth and self-discovery. Fourth, find healthy outlets. We all need ways to process and release those big feelings. Exercise, journaling, spending time in nature, listening to music, whatever works for you. Find activities that help you de-stress and feel more grounded. And remember, sometimes talking it out with a trusted friend or therapist can make a world of difference. Finally, practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help you observe your emotions without getting swept away by them. Take some deep breaths, focus on your senses, and notice how your body feels. This simple practice can bring a sense of calm and clarity even when things feel chaotic. Okay, let's talk about a relatable scenario. Imagine you're stuck in traffic and the driver in front of you is going super slow. You start to feel frustrated, maybe even angry. Your heart rate goes up, your palms get sweaty, and you want to yell at them. That's totally normal. Those are all physical signs of stress and anger. But here's where it gets interesting. How do you choose to respond? You could let that anger take over and make a scene, which probably won't end well for anyone. Or you could practice some self-compassion. Take a few deep breaths, acknowledge your frustration, and remind yourself that this is just temporary. Maybe even try listening to a calming song or focusing on sights and sounds around you. By responding with empathy and understanding, you can turn a potentially negative experience into a chance for growth and mindfulness. So there you have it, five key takeaways to help you navigate those tricky emotions like a pro. Remember, acknowledging your feelings, practicing self-compassion, finding healthy outlets, learning from difficult experiences, and being mindful are all powerful tools that can help you create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might need to hear these words today. And don't forget to leave a review. It really helps us spread the word about the Overthinking Detox. I'm so grateful for you being here, and I can't wait to chat with you again tomorrow on another journey towards a more peaceful mind. See ya.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.